Thank you and good afternoon. He is back from Italy. Mark Leslie, the freelance theatrical stage manager who works all over the United States, is also the author of Beyond the Pasta, Recipes, Language, and Life with an Italian Family. It's published by Gemelli Press, and Mark has lived with an Italian family to absorb the culture and the techniques of cooking. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here and get to talk to you again.
Before you went to Italy, you were working with someone a lot of folks around here know.
Yes, I recently was in Denver, Colorado, working on a play for Kent Thompson, who used to be the artistic director here at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. So I was back working with him in Denver, and we had a fantastic time. It was like going to see family, so it was wonderful.
So family here, family abroad.
I know. How lucky am I?
The Italian family that you visit with, where do they live?
They live in Viterbo, which is a little town about an hour and a half northwest of Rome, the Stefani family. And there's the grandmother, Nona, and then her daughter, Alessandra, her husband, Lilo. And they have two daughters, Mariana and Francesca.
They've really welcomed you into their family.
They certainly have. I feel like the prodigal son coming home after writing a book about them. So,
how long did you stay this time?
This time I was there for a week. I was there for 9 days. I had a couple extra days in Rome at the end because while it was snowing in Atlanta, I got snowed out and had to spend two extra days in Rome. Horrible situation to be in, huh?
Mark, we want to pick your brain today because the topic of conversation among so many of our listeners is their weight.
Yes.
And I want to know if it is possible to eat light with Italian food, because that was a topic that you discussed with that family.
It was. We had a big discussion about that this time on the visit. And the most important thing I think we all discovered was portion size and the use of fresh ingredients, fresh food. And in Italy, pasta is kind of like a potato, like we eat potatoes here. It's a side dish. We eat in courses. And so a normal serving of pasta is only about 2 ounces. In the grocery store, a pack of pasta is 1 pound, 16 ounces. It should serve 8 people. Of course, I think in America, most of us would serve a whole box of pasta for 4 of us or maybe 6. And that's what's different about the Italian diet. It's smaller portions.
So how big, can you describe that portion?
It's about the size of a cereal bowl, really, is what you're gonna eat in Italy, as opposed to an entire platter of pasta at a sitting. And also, there are no thick sauces in Italian cooking. Here, if you watch television, you'll have ads where it's the big, gloppy, cheesy sauce oozing down over the pasta. And that just isn't what it's like in Italy. In Italy, if you have a cream sauce, the sauce is cream. That's all it is cream. There's not a lot of cheese on the pasta. It's not overdone. The pasta noodle is kind of like salad in the sense that the sauce is a condiment. It's a dressing for the noodle. You always want to be able to taste the pasta. So sauces in Italy are usually thinner. They're usually lighter. They're not as cheesy or as thick. And so that makes a big difference in your diet.
And, of course, the Italians use a lot of olive oil, which is heart healthy.
That's correct. And they don't use as much as we think they do. So they even use less heart-healthy oil, the amount of oil, than we would use olive oil.
So about how much would they use?
Well, if you're gonna fry something, like do scallopini or something, you maybe would only use a tablespoon or two. You're not going to use, you know, a half inch of vegetable oil fat in the bottom of the pan to fry something. You're going to use a minimal amount, just enough to do what it has to do without using so much that it gets absorbed into the food.
How about the cheeses?
Cheese in America, I'm from Wisconsin or near Wisconsin, and we love cheese. I love cheese. I think you could have cheese on your Cheerios in the morning in Wisconsin. But in Italy, it's used very lightly. You grate cheese on top of dishes, so you get cheese on top of your dish, but you don't get large slices of cheese. This time when I was there, Nona was making pasta al forno, which is lasagna, and for an entire pan of lasagna, she used probably about 6 ounces of mozzarella, and she maybe used half a cup of grated Parmesan cheese, or Parmigiano Reggiano, which is the real Parmesan cheese. And that was all the cheese in the dish. There was a little bechamel sauce, which is milk, not cream, but milk and flour, with a little bit of butter, not whole sticks of butter like some people use on television. And so that whole dish is about half the thickness of lasagna in America. And so that, along with the size, the portion size being smaller, is a lighter dish.
So you're talking about rethink our proportions with these foods.
Exactly. I mean, just in the news last night, there was this whole thing about the new 30-ounce drink at one of the big coffee shops here in town. And I can't imagine drinking 30 ounces of something. That's an enormous amount of liquid. And in America, you will not go to Italy and find the all-you-can-eat buffet. You will not go to Italy and have doggy bags to take food home because you don't get served that much food. You don't get served enough food to be able to take it home. So there is this kind of cultural consciousness about portion size, about keeping things smaller, and you only really eat what you need to eat as opposed to eating everything that you can eat.
How does this Italian family treat desserts?
Desserts are very interesting. In this family that I lived with, they would eat at least 3 or 4 pieces of fruit per person a day. So for them, fresh fruit is very important. When I lived with them in 2005, it was August, we ate a lot of cantaloupe, we ate a lot of watermelon and pineapple. And after every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that was, if we didn't have a dessert, that was also a dessert option. This family also grows out in their yard. They had a fig tree, a persimmon tree, a prune tree, an apricot tree. And so now that I was there in January, persimmons had just come in. So they were eating a lot of persimmons, a lot of mandarin oranges, clementines are very popular right now in Italy because they're grown in the southern portion of Italy and shipped all over. So we were eating a lot of fruit. In fact, I went to a restaurant, many restaurants while I was there. And when it comes time for dessert, the waiter would ask, do you want dessert dolce or do you want frutta? Fruit. And so fruit is a natural choice for dessert. I don't remember the last time I was in a restaurant in America where someone asked me if I wanted dessert or fruit. And so it's another way of incorporating fresh ingredients, fresh food, another serving of fruit into your diet. And they just think about it differently than we do.
Do you think that these are some of the reasons that make those Mediterranean countries' diets so heart healthy?
I think so. They have a real perspective on using fresh in-season vegetables. So in the summer, you'll have tomatoes, fresh tomatoes. In the winter, you really won't use fresh tomatoes because they're not available. Same thing is true for strawberries. In, you know, November, you may not be eating strawberries because strawberries are in the spring. So if you eat in season, you're eating the fruit and the vegetables when it has its the best nutrients in it. It's also freshest, and you're going to kind of treasure that. And then when it goes out of season, you're done with it, and you don't eat it again until it comes back around. And then you remember, oh, I love strawberries. Why do you love a strawberry? Because I haven't had it for 6 or 7 or 8 months, and now when I'm eating it, it's its freshest. And that also helps your diet. That helps the way you just think about a meal and think about food.
Thinking about a meal, where do they do salads or where do they put salads?
Usually the salad course comes after the meat course. Usually the way an Italian meal works, you eat in courses. They don't eat all their food on one plate like we do. And that helps you digest, actually. You spread the meal out over a little longer time so you don't eat as much because you're slowly getting full as you eat, as opposed to, you know, I make a plate at home and I'm done eating it in 20 minutes. Well, dinner in Italy may last an hour, may last 2 hours, depending on the conversation on the table. So they'll start with an appetizer, usually some cheese or some sliced meat, or maybe a piece of bread with some tomatoes on it or mushrooms. You'll move to the pasta course, like I said, which is a small portion of pasta. Then you'll move to the meat course, which may be a couple pieces of chicken scallopini, or it may be a pork chop, smaller sizes than we're used to being served. Then after that comes the salad. Salad in Italy is usually balsamic vinegar and olive oil, or lemon juice and olive oil. They don't have big creamy salad dressing sauces like we do here. And that the acid in those vinegars or the lemon juice kind of helps clean the kind of fat or the savory taste out of your mouth from the meat course. And then your mouth is ready to go into dessert. So it's a great little way to bridge the gap between the meat course going into dessert or into fruit, whichever one you choose.
Do they eat much fish?
They eat a lot of fish. In fact, when I got there, I landed on New Year's Eve and Nona made a soup that had shrimp and clams and mussels and prawns, which are kind of langoustine little lobsters. That was really fantastic. Nona also made sea bream, which is orata in Italian.
How do they buy the fish?
They buy it with the head on as a whole fish. I know
now
that
why?
Well, when number one, Nona likes to know that the fish is fresh, and the only way to tell that it's fresh is that its eyes are clear. If you go to a store and the meat is already filleted, the fish is already filleted, you have no perception of how long that's been sitting in the case. But if you see it with the head on, you can look at the eye and go, that eye is clear, I know it's fresh, that's the one I want. If it's cloudy, well, he may be a little old. If, of course, if you don't like to clean fish, I'm sure the fishmonger would do that for you, but Nona was big and brave, and we'd buy fish and bring it home, and she would clean it and scale it, but it would still be baked with the head on and served that way. Italy has a great tradition, I'm sure all of Europe does, a great tradition of you actually looking at the food you're eating. So we had lamb one day. That's right. We had lamb one day, and the little lamb had a little tail on it. And so that was interesting. And go to the butcher shop, and chickens have heads, and chickens have feet, and fish have, you know, all that kind of stuff, which I know we all cringe at. But once you get used to it, it's not a big deal.
Mark, your website has some tremendous tips on it about how to eat and cook healthy Italian food. But I want you to go over what's in the pantry. You have a shopping list for the recipes in the book. You have what to keep in your refrigerator, herbs.
Yeah, I tried to make sure that besides talking about Italian food, that you could actually go and have resources to see what the Italian diet is really about, or the real Italian diet, not the American version of that diet. So for things to keep on hand if you want to make Italian dishes, dried pasta, obviously, and rice for like risotto. Most Americans, I think, believe that Italians make fresh pasta every single day, that there's some old woman at a table listening to Pavarotti and rolling out pasta, and that's not true. They eat just as much dried pasta as we do. So you should keep that on hand. Extra virgin olive oil, it's like wine. It can be really expensive. It can be really cheap. You should just shop around and see which one fits your wallet and fits your taste buds. There's lots of times when an inexpensive olive oil tastes fantastic. You don't need to spend any more money. Buy that olive oil. Then you go, they eat a lot of seafood, canned tuna, anchovies. I know we have a thing in America about anchovies, but if you use them a little bit and put them in sauces, it's an interesting background that most people won't know. I serve people anchovies all the time, and they have no idea they're eating them. So it's kind of one of those little secret things. You're like, oh, this tastes really good. What's in here? I'm not telling you it's anchovies because you'll freak out. So there's that. Chicken stock you should always keep. Go for low sodium. You can control the salt content better that way. Of course, it's always better to make your own. Lots of times I'll buy a chicken and I'll save all the bones and all that kind of other stuff and make stock. And that's a great way to control the fat, the salt content, especially in processed food, which Italy doesn't have as much of as we do here. Spices you should keep. I don't like spice blends, Italian spice blends. If you do, knock yourself out. I try to keep myself to, you know, thyme, oregano, fresh rosemary, fresh parsley, fresh basil, which if you have gardens in the summer, basil and parsley, you can take those, the excess harvest, if you will, and take those and freeze those and use them all winter long. So you're actually using fresh frozen spices.
Okay. And what is your website?
Website is beyondthepasta.com, all one word, www.beyondthepasta.com. And you can go there and find out all kinds of information and places I'll be going and speaking. And
give us an idea of where you are going next.
I'm going to be in Birmingham this Saturday at Food Blog South, a big conference about food in the South and discussing it. I'll be signing books there. I'll be in Selma at the Public Library on February 17th at the library series, The Lunch at the Library, and that's at noon, and you can contact the Selma Library. I'll be there reading and talking about this and signing books. And I'm going to San Francisco in April to talk to the Italian Cultural Institute of San Francisco and teach a couple cooking classes at resorts, and I'm doing some book club meetings. I've got one next week in Birmingham. I'm cooking and reading and talking and...
So if people want to contact you, they can do so through the website.
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to the website and there's a little contact mark and you can send me an email and I'll write you right back.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mark Leslie, the freelance theatrical stage manager, is the author of Beyond the Pasta. We'll take you back to Troy for the remainder of your news hour. Our program is a public service of Troy University.